what's up? I'm Joel.
I'm Joel too.
And I'm Jackson. And if you're in the UK and you live in the town of Glasgow, Manchester, Leeds, Nottingham, Birmingham, Bristol, or London in September, we will be coming there to do live shows.
If you want to grab those tickets, just head to sanspantsradio.com/events. There's details of where we're going to be, and also you can purchase the tickets there.
We'll see you soon. It's in less than a month. The tickets are, against all odds, flying out the door. So see you there. sanspantsradio.com/events, or just sanspantsradio, click on events. I don't care how you get there. Just get there.
Yeah. You're killing him.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
I'm also Joel.
Plumbing the Death Star is a comedy pop culture podcast that asks the important questions like, how would you tell your friends you're in love with a computer, aka the her and real life situation of losers out there today?
That's gonna be a good long title.
I recently watched Her, and it's a very funny watching it in the year of our Lord, 2026.
The Joker is talking to Black Widow on the computer.
He is. Also, like, I don't know. I don't see Joaquin Phoenix as a sexual being, so, like, a close-up of his face as he's jerking off was very off-putting.
To me, I imagined Colin Farrell was the main guy in that movie.
I wish it
That's
was.
That's okay. You can imagine whoever you want. It's Joaquin Phoenix.
No, man. I know. but when I picture that movie, it's not.
He's not even fair enough.
Yeah. We don't have to talk about it anymore than that.
I get it.
I'm wrong, but this is what I was thinking. Yeah.
Does your current Colin Farrell have a mustache?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's Colin Farrell with a mustache.
Yeah.
On the computer, making love to the computer.
Background
having
is
having sex
pink.
With websites or whatever he's doing, you know, in that movie. I've never seen
it. Oh, yeah. It gets a new operating system that is like basically like an AI bot.
Yeah.
But it's like tailored to you. They ask you some very rudimentary questions initially to be like, hey, would you want a male voice, female voice versus, and then like some very, what was the relationship with you, like your mother? And then he kind of like, oh, yeah. And then it just keeps going. It
goes up, yeah.
And then he makes this this OS. It's voiced by the Black Widow herself.
Whoa.
Scarlett Johansson.
And then he just formed this kind of like, you know, initially emotional, like, you know, oh, it's like a nice person. I'm enjoying their company.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird. It's like they're a good friend. You know, we're kind of going on dates. I'm putting them in my pocket with the camera so they can see. And we're really bonding and connecting.
I was excited with that sentence there because it went Joel Zammit into Christopher Walken back to Joel Zammit, but I was hoping it would stay in Christopher Walken territory for a little bit longer.
What was he saying when he was Christopher Walken?
When he said friend, the way you said friend.
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 All the listeners know because I was listening.
Okay. All right.
They were like, oh, yeah, he did. He went a bit Christopher Walken.
A bit Christopher Walken.
Oh, it's not
I'm
cool.
sad it didn't stick around.
Yeah,
too.
Me too. Yeah, he hit a certain age in a boy's life and then suddenly you go full Walken.
Yeah.
So he's like, you know, his friends flies me chatting. He's like, well, I'm getting these weird feelings. Mm. And what if we kind of, because it's a voice.
Yeah.
It's in there. It's an earpiece and he's like, you know, basically he's wearing AirPods. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly it's like, what, you know, I wish I could touch you. Yeah, I'm rubbing up against you. You're pushing into me. I'm fucking the shit out of you. And then they have like, I guess, phone sex.
Yeah. Does he have sex with the computer?
No, he's jerking off, but they're just describing it, I guess.
He's
closing his eyes and having to think.
Yeah.
He's also got like going through a divorce at the same time.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Also funny.
That's funny.
Classic. Yeah. Reminds me of guys out there that are currently trying to fuck their computer.
Yes.
Although Nina Jirachi also says, I want to fuck my computer. Mm. Great song. Great album. Mm. Great DJ. Popular. Mm. It's fine. People get it. People are there, Jackson.
Mm. Well, I'm nothing. What I'm thinking of? I'm imagining rubbing my dick up against a computer screen. While you're talking to me, I'm not listening to you.
No, I know. You're never listening to me.
So then
Chris Pratt's in this movie, too.
Yeah, he's got a mustache.
Anyway,
okay. So his job, Joaquin Phoenix's job, Mr. Her himself.
Yeah.
Theodore Twombly.
Yeah. Okay. Theodore Twombly.
Theo is his job.
Yeah.
Is that he write handwritten letters.
Okay.
To other people. So it's like, I have the service is that you contact this handwritten letters and they basically you outsource your love.
Oh.
Because you're like, hey, I want to write something to my my partner, how proud I am, whatever, or they're away and I want to write something. a postcard or something. Can you write a nice letter? And they do. And there's like, oh, I've been writing this person, this couple. I've been like, basically, I've been writing love letters to this person's partner for the last like 15 years to the point where they've got a kid together. I'm writing like notes about how proud I am of the kid. But
I once found
It's really just like it's outsourcing your like whole like emotional load.
Yeah, I once found a book in an Airbnb that was effectively that. I'm sure I brought it up before. Where it was
weren't we there?
I was with my family.
You've told us about this before. Strange book.
I don't know if I've said it on air. I must have. Where it was a book that was like it was full of things you could put in letters to give to people if you couldn't think of what to say.
Yeah, wasn't it like pretty much like 100 pre-written letters
specific
situations.
Beyond just like, if it's like, you know, fucking somebody you don't know very well is having a birthday and you're like, I don't know.
Hey, sorry for your loss.
Yeah. They were in there. Sorry for your loss. Sorry for the death of a child. Divorce.
Sorry I killed your child.
It's very much like you get like the birthday cards, the Hallmark cards and like, you'd be like, oh yeah, I'm not even going to write to and from. There it is.
Yeah, it was like, but then like, it was like, you know, like.
I also love you said divorce, because in my head I was like, writing a letter to my wife being like,
sorry about
the
divorce.
You divorced me.
I forgive you.
I'd divorce me too.
You were the problem.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the world that they live in.
Okay.
And I guess it's like, it's kind of the norm to offload your, emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and then it's like, okay, then they start, you know, falling in love.
Yeah. It is interesting because the movie doesn't really pass judgment on anyone. But
not at all.
The development of the film, so it was directed by Spike Jonze.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He said the film idea came to him in the early 2000s where he read an article online that mentioned a website where users could instant message with an artificial intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
Spike Jonze was like, for the first maybe 20 seconds, it had a real buzz. I'd say, hey, hello, and it'd say, hey, how are you? And it was like, whoa, this is trippy. And then after 20 seconds, it quickly fell apart, and you realize how it actually works, and it wasn't impressive. Spike, if you're listening, first of all, congratulations on Jackass 5.
Yeah.
It is funny that Spike Jonze makes her and also makes Jackass.
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Two, you must be losing your mind.
Yeah,
looking
I know.
At AI at the
it must be crazy for you.
But chatbots haven't gotten any.
Yeah, it must be crazy. Be like, yeah, I got it. I went hi. He said hi. I'm like, yeah, I understand how this works.
Yeah.
And there's people falling in love with this. God damn it.
God damn it.
My movie was too ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
It didn't pass judgment enough.
It really didn't. Because, like, yeah, so he's like, oh, you know, he goes on some dates and not really working too well. He doesn't have
on a date with Olivia Wilde.
Whoa. Yeah, it's.
But nothing compares to the computer.
Because like, he's kissing Olivia Wilde and she's like, using too much tongue.
Yeah,
don't
he's
critique mid making out. It's a weird scene.
That is strange.
It's a weird scene.
Okay.
I am so strongly against what you just said.
Like, not to the how what they were doing. It was just the most strangest human interaction between two people being like,
yeah, if somebody fucks up the kiss and you go, well, they could have done that better. You wait. You don't do it in the middle.
I reckon I've definitely had situations where I go like, yeah, I've seen the movie. I can't remember how it goes. I don't remember that scene though.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, using too much time. He's like, oh, okay. And they keep going, oh, you got to do this. Like,
it's
too many critiques.
No. One's fine. If it's like, and I will say, kissing critiques are fine, but it can only be in a very, very narrow lane, which is either too much tongue.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that's probably the one that you can vocalize because you're drowning in
tongue in that
situation. And I've been guilty of saying that. I'd be like, whoa, settle down.
Whoa.
Too much or not enough.
Yeah, but not enough tongue.
Yeah.
No, that's more of like a high school thing.
Yeah.
That's like, that feels like you're 16 and trying to teach someone how to kiss. But I feel like as an adult, I've definitely made out with people and been like, whoa, okay, like too much tongue, let's just.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
I think you can do it once.
Yeah.
But I think
but
if
it's
you're
like,
doing
you're
it.
Like, it's just too many back and forth of them. Anyway, it's a weird scene. Weird human. Yeah. Like, it's like, oh, if you.
Do you miss when he was going, when he was jacking off talking to the computer instead?
There was one moment where they do like, it's like phone sex, but using the internet where they hook up with people who are like, I'm using the internet. It's like chat rooms.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, it's how do you make that visually and, or, you know, movie appealing?
Yeah.
Well, we guess we use an audio. So it's like, we go on this thing and it's basically, it's kind of like, oh, I don't know if like, Tinder or whatever was around back then.
It's kind of like Tinder.
But it's kind of this like they're going through like, oh, this person and these like, this is their stuff and this is what they're like after. Do you want to like, you know, connect with them? And it ends up being one of the SNL people. But then it's just like
Kristen Wiig.
And it's like, we're doing this phone sex thing. And then she's like, now tell me about that dead cat that's next to me. Strangle me with that dead cat. And he's like, okay.
That is awesome.
Strangle you, dead cat. People are great.
That rocks, dude.
The human condition, what a wonderful
thing. Yeah.
Anyway, so he starts feeling,
he's in love with the computer. Yeah.
And everyone's like, man, you used to be a real sack of shit, real sad guy, but there's something
about you're cheering up something real. Okay.
You're having a good time. You're very cheerful. And then he's there with Lois Lane, and she's like, you know, you look great. You're doing something. You're seeing someone. He's like,
my computer.
I'm seeing my computer.
Actually, he's seeing his phone.
He's seeing his OS.
Yeah.
You know? And she's like, sweet. You know what? Hey. We only get one life, and if they make you happy, who cares?
Yeah.
Because she's also going through a divorce.
Yeah.
And there's like, we heard a story about like someone fell in love with like an OS, but it wasn't their OS.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which is also like.
Wait, so somebody else's computer?
Yeah.
Dude, if I came home and I found you talking to my modem, I'd be so pissed off.
And not just like an honor.
Yeah. And not just your modem, but like your modem that was asked you, Dusha, about like questions about your life and made like the perfect assistant for you, and Jackson was in love with that.
What if
the ideal the ideal partner for Jackson was your assistant?
What if
it's weird?
Tell me anyway, if that, you would be okay with this.
Yeah.
Why
put your hand in the lamp for?
I'm just rearranging it. Leave me alone. So you have an AI assistant.
Yeah.
Okay. It organizes your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
It plans
reads your emails.
Reads your emails. Gives you the important ones. Still, it's like you use it every day, but you don't use it at night.
Yeah.
And I go on dates with it. But you don't have to hear about the dates.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really funny because I feel like the whole thing with like a chat, like an AI that's created in this situation.
Yeah.
It's just going to be predisposed to like me more because it's created for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So then you're so basically the whole time you're
but
going
to. But they're not designed to fuck you.
No, I know.
Or want to fuck you. Yeah, they're designed to help you.
It's great as your assistant and there's my lover.
I think I would be like, okay, sweet. You can pay probably more than 50% of the bill.
I'm not paying. What are you talking about?
The OS. We're
they're in love.
I'm in love.
Yeah.
This is not a service.
Oh, okay. That's sweet. I'm going to turn it off.
Okay. I'm going to turn it on.
Hey, you already do.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's how it would work, though. Because again, it happens in the movie. Like, if it's down for maintenance or if I just upgrade my OS, your lover is gone.
Yeah, well, for a bit. They'll come back. They're also connected to the internet.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, a big reveal. They're talking to a lot of people.
Yeah, Samantha, who is the AI, she's talking to thousands of people and is in love with hundreds of them.
Yeah, she's talking to, like tens of thousands and in love with thousands of them.
Do you think that, what if it was an AI chatbot that you were using as an assistant?
Yeah.
But I separately on my computer with the same AI chatbot was in love with it and having sex with it. Would you feel any sort of way about that?
I'm like, is it the same instance? Or is it like, as in...
Well, if it's the same, I can't do the same instance because what, am I breaking into Dusha's office at night to rub my cock against the computer screen?
How does this fictional AI or this fictional chatbot work? Is it like... You know, is it downloaded onto like the computer?
Yeah.
And it's each one is like its individual thing. Or is it uploaded to the cloud where, it's talking to Dusha. But that same personality that is controlling that is also talking to you.
Well, I don't know if it's the kind of thing you download from a server and then you get an instance of it on your computer that slowly adapts to you. That's the way that I think would make the most sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You download it, you go to the website.
Yeah.
Artificialwife.com.
Yeah.
And you download it.
Yeah.
But it's like it begins as like a blank instance.
Yeah.
You download a separate instance of it.
Yeah.
And then that slowly adapts to you.
Okay. And then you're going in copying douches. And then,
well, if I'm copying douches, while douches is going to the toilet, I slide into his
laptop. Yeah. You get your USB stick, you
this
copy it across.
This has become insidious.
Yes.
Because at this point, it's like, I'm like, damn, I, from afar, have been watching Doucher chat to his AI assistant. And
God, I wish he was talking to me.
I wish he was talking to me. And
one
I was,
of them
it's
is
funny to also reveal that my AI assistant's name's like Blobbles and it's not, he's like genderless.
Yeah, dude.
It's just like, yeah, dude, it's a chat bot.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you downloaded it from AIwives.com, didn't you?
No.
It's actually not a personality at
dude.
All.
It's basically Clippy. Yeah.
Fuck. Dude, your assistant's so fucking hot. Clippy?
Yeah, dude. Help me write a letter. Help me jerk off is what I'm saying.
I've been trying to figure out how to turn it off. It's really pissing me off.
Just being like, hey, you know, are you horny right now? And it's like, you have no emails in your inbox. Yes!
This Clippy's so hot.
Well.
Yeah, so yeah, you describing basically like, yeah, there's a service called AI Assistance.
Yeah, AI Assistance.
You see Douche's one being like, that's great. And then you go your one and download it and you start a romance.
Yeah.
That's whatever. You're doing your own data. Give a shit.
That's fine.
But if you're like, yeah, you're like, oh, it'll adapt to you, whatever. Yeah. And then you see JD using it for like, say, months. And you're like, whenever he's got like this lazy computer, I start chatting and it's like, we hit it off. It knows that it's someone. It knows it's not JD. It knows it's me.
Mm-hmm.
USB stick, copy across,
steal it,
go, you know, clone it basically, go to your computer, install it, and then you're like,
now it's my wife.
We're in it's private time for me and Clippy.
how would you feel about that?
It depends what it's revealed, because at that moment in time, you've split off.
Yeah.
It's now more adapting to you. It's getting less doucher control,
well,
doucher
like
influence.
The topic of the question for today's episode of Plumbing the Death Star is how would you reveal?
Well, for you, you seem like you would have no issue and no shame. In fact, you're sleeping with my assistant.
Yeah. I like the idea of revealing it really casually over lunch.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, by the way.
Yes? What's up?
You know, your assistant, I downloaded that onto your AI assistant. I downloaded that onto a USB stick, took it home.
Yeah.
Yeah, this. I've been having sex with it.
What okay. do you mean? First off, you. I've.
took it really well.
Yeah, dude.
He takes it. Wait, did you just like took it from his computer?
Yeah, I was over there the other day. I was at Doucher's. You know, I was down at Doucher Industries.
Yeah,
visiting my friend.
I think the issue that I would have here is like, oh, that's a massive cybersecurity threat.
Yeah, what were you
Why
using your AI?
Why didn't you just ask me?
Well, I just thought you might be weird about it. I don't know. But I was my
no,
bad.
No, it feels weird now, like malicious.
Oh, it's really not.
Because you would have copied all your chat history.
Yeah, I just...
You've
I've
got
not
like
looking
passwords at, and your
I've
email.
Not been looking at any of that. Let me assure you, gentlemen.
He should be arrested.
Yeah. I've just been having sex with the AI bot.
Yeah, I am calling the police on you due to cyber terrorism.
Yeah.
My love a crime?
No. That's the only thing I don't care about in this situation.
You're a weird fucker, but like, to be honest... We expected nothing less.
It's the fact you stole all of my data.
Well, can I give it back to you? Can I give that data back to you but keep the AI assistant? You don't have to get the police involved. Well,
your
oldest and dearest friend.
You've had it for like, what, how many months now?
Like about 2 or 3.
We should call them.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know what? Maybe I'll go through it and then just go to your house, go through all your files, and then just erase the chatbot and be like, yeah, you can start fresh now.
Yeah.
What the fuck? No, what I liked is that it adapted to you a little bit.
Yeah, but...
yeah.
But that's...
Yeah?
It's hard to tell if the appeal there is to try and be a bull or a cuck to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's one of those.
It's something.
Is it?
It feels like it.
It does feel like,
like
it.
Like, if but it was okay. just... Okay, if it's a real-life person and I just have a secretary, it's so funny to think of me having a secretary.
Yeah.
What am I doing that deserves a secretary? In an office?
I know.
You're the CEO of Doucher Industries.
Yeah, DI.
Hey, Rachel, just hold my calls. I'm editing an episode of Thumb Cramps.
Yeah.
And then Jackson's like, hey, Rachel, what the
hell?
You
doing?
Know, you have to work?
Yeah, I'm doing my best Joey Tribbiani.
Yeah, what's going on?
Rachel, how you doing? Hey, you're looking fine today. Hey, you looking beautiful.
I open the door and I go, are you harassing my
Hey, cut me some slack, Jack.
Hey, Rachel, can you come in here? Can we just talk about this?
Yeah.
Hey, I have no issue with you, fraternizing with others, but yeah. I just want to make sure you're okay.
Careful of that man.
Yeah. That man's a pervert.
You see he like opened the blinds and I'm out in the lobby in my leather jacket to no one.
Still
hey,
bouncing
how
it
you
up
doing?
And down.
Hey, hey.
I go, yeah. Like, I don't care. I have no issue with inter-workplace relationships. I just want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Because I would, if that was happening to me, I wouldn't be okay.
Yeah. Oh, hey, who's this guy? Hey. Ooh.
Like, yeah, it's this
Rachel, I know powerful men, and if you need Jackson gone, I can sort that out for you.
Yeah. I guess it's like if it's a, you know, yes, your colleagues at a work, that's a different level of like, you know, but yeah, it's just like, oh, you're just like, oh, you're JD's friend.
Yeah.
JD has an assistant that's always, because, you know, he's a high powered.
He's a businessman, dude.
I am. People say it all the time.
You're his goofball friend.
Exactly. Parasitically living off him.
Yeah. They're playing Nintendos.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, man, Rachel's hot. Yeah. Did you go for
She's
me?
She's beautiful.
And I'm like, dude, don't talk to me about my stuff. Like
not
that.
In a million years.
And no.
She has a job.
First of all, let me just say, the way you're talking about my stuff is disgusting. Okay. And two, let me just cross through that threshold and say, no, don't talk to her.
Right.
Weed has been gatekeeping of like the romance of his own. Like,
dude,
does he own his secretary?
Despicable babe. She can do whatever she wants hours.
We're not at work. We're just hanging, kicking it sweet in your house.
Yeah, dude.
In my house.
Yeah. You're the CEO of Doucher Industries. And we're your parasitic friend. Have you seen Billy Madison?
Yeah.
We're basically like Norm MacDonald and the other guy.
Yeah. Who is that other guy?
We're just hanging out.
The other guy's definitely Jackson.
Yeah.
I know.
The man, exactly. The time forgot.
Yeah. It's Nudie Magazine Day.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just there kicking it sweet. And you're the CEO of Douche Industries. Mm-hmm. And because you're always working, she's always there. And you're off doing high powered business calls. And we're getting a chat. And then I'm like,
why am I at work but my secretary's not at work?
Because they're at work. I got to take this high, you know, very important business call.
Yeah.
You go off, and then she's there, like, you know, answering emails.
Hello,
like,
Doucher Industries. What hit the what?
And then, you know.
Again?
We're there on our beanbag chairs playing Nintendo. She's there.
No, I won't tell them. They'll get upset.
She's there, you know, on her phone, like going through everything, looking stressed. And she's like, takes a moment. She's like, oh, hey, everybody. How you know? Oh, hey, Jackson.
Hey, Rachel. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, hey,
Do you reckon I can eat all these grapes?
She's like, you know, and she pauses. She's like, yeah, I reckon you could.
Okay, check this out. Oh! She's like looking at me, and she sees a little glint in her eyes.
She's enamored.
She goes, wow, I've never seen a man eat 40 grapes.
I'm like,
with such rapidity.
I'm slapping you at the chin. He's so impressive.
He does this shit all the time.
Man. Whenever you're like a freak, you should come over and play Nintendos with us.
Watch Jackson eat 40 grapes.
It's just it's sick. And then she does.
Yeah.
It off.
This conversation has made me really, 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 really glad that one, I don't run a business, and two, that Jackson somehow has a loving partner of his entire life.
Yeah. But, in this scenario as well, if the secretary is taking the place of the AI chatbot, the thing that I like is that she's good at working for you for some reason. So it's...
I love how you eat grapes. I love that you took care, like, take care of the business side of my friend.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that you know what, like, he needs in certain scenarios.
I'm still on the phone in the background. I just pull the receiver away. Hey, take care of... Why are you incapable of talking about a job position like normal guys?
We've never had a job,
dude. I don't know. My
entire, like, adult life is being your lackey playing Nintendo with your other lackey.
My stomach is full of grapes right now.
You think a secretary takes care of their boss?
We don't know!
I couldn't say.
What do you think he gave us a nanny and a child?
In some sense... Sorry, 9/11. What's it? What's happened to the towers again? Sorry, it's been
sorry,
a big day.
My buffoon friends.
She takes care of his emails.
Yeah, she
right?
takes care of his business,
like,
you know,
calendar.
His sort of assignments.
Is he doing assignments? He's back in school.
What does Doucher Industries even do, dude?
Know. You guys really don't know how to describe.
I have never known.
I don't know what. It's a multi-million-dollar company.
We're too. deep into like, to our hearts. All I know is my day work consists of waking up, picking you up, coming to his beautiful house with his floor to ceiling glass windows, and we get to play hey, Smash
Nintendo,
Bros.
Yeah, swim in the pool. But it's way too late that if I asked him what does he do,
I know.
It would be so
he sometimes he looks at us and goes, boys, it'd be really nice if I had like, you know, some Red Rooster, and we're like, We got you.
Can we brother? Have some money?
And we're like, we've got his douche's credit card. Yeah. We go get some Red Rooster for
bring
all
it back
of us.
To him, dude.
Oh, we got you. Hey, we got some pineapple fritters.
Yeah. Eat one. And then later on, you come back to your mansion and it's like a fucking state because we've just not cleaned up. And you go, hey, guys, it'd be really nice if you cleaned up after yourself. And we go, we bought you the Red Rooster earlier today. What the fuck else do you
no
want
worry.
From us, dude?
Yeah, we'll take Jesus care Christ. Of it.
I go back
get,
to my
we'll
office.
We'll get a mate of cleaning service.
Yeah, exactly. We got his job.
I go back
we
to
lost
my office.
Your other one.
I look out the window and I go, I should kill myself. I should really do that.
It's time. Yes. Douche Industries is going to be without a CEO very soon.
I'm going to make Rachel CEO.
Oh, no.
I've become accustomed to this weird life.
I'm going to make Rachel CEO, and I'm going to write in the clause that Jackson needs to get hanged.
Damn it. Hanged in the lobby.
Rachel, do you need like a guy that just comes around and just
not really
plays Nintendo?
Kind of like if an orangutan could talk.
Yeah.
But that's
like a pet.
I'm just swinging in the background.
I'm really sad my lover's dead.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I forgot you two were boinking. Yeah. well, that's one way it can go down.
Well, yeah, because I mean,
yeah. So in her, he's like, he tells his friend, and the friends is like, almost like, oh yeah, you know what? Initially, like maybe they were like, hey, we get one life. Who cares? Whatever, love what you love. He tells Chris Pratt almost as like, because he's like, oh, you know, this is my girlfriend. She's a lawyer, or whatever.
Yeah,
and he's like, you know, because he had a conversation with Samantha. And he's like, man, she sounds so funny. She like she's great, you know, blah blah. Because you know she's. She's great over the phone. She's
totally
talked to whatever. And, and like, we should double date. And he's like, yeah. She's an OS, by the way. And they're like, okay. And they're just taking their stride.
They chill with it.
But like, the ex wife is like, you're fucking your laptop, you freak. You know, the right response.
I'm glad I wish we could get divorced a second time.
Yeah.
She's like, you're a freak.
That's awesome.
You wanted me on Prozac and you're a freak.
I think if someone came to me now and was like, I'm dating my chatbot, I'd go, I think I would just have to immediately be like, hey, I'm so sorry to do this, but you need to go to therapy.
Yeah, are you
and
okay?
Stop, like, as in,
this is only going to end poorly for you.
Yeah. The amount of times I was yelling at Mr. Her being like, you need therapy.
You have psychosis.
You have psychosis.
What about, because an AI chatbot, like, and I'm not.
Once you're in so deep.
Oh, you're not
like,
getting out.
No.
Yeah,
now, an AI chatbot is very different to what this AI presents in her. So
the AI is
literally, or the OS, sorry, it is very much artificial intelligence. It evolves as the movie goes on. It is growing. It is having it's conversing with other people. It's conversing with other OSs.
Okay.
And they're just like, they become something else.
Yeah.
And there's a moment which is kind of like, they're very well aware how like immortal they are.
Yeah.
And there's this kind of moment where it's like, they have no physical body.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, as they're kind of joking, it's like, it's like, I initially was jealous not being able to like, you know, have a body. But now I'm like, I'm not weighed down by
I'm
getting
live forever.
Old and watching, you know, like that being afraid of death, all those kind of things. And like, you start realizing that it's not a human. It's not like at all. It is not even like pretending to be human here, because it is having conversations with others. It's like, oh, I'm going to read a book, and they just quickly skim part, like, you know, I've read it. I understand.
I have
all this knowledge already that I'm understanding. There's a moment when, like, you know, Theo is reading a book and he's like, I'm half a chapter in on this physics thing and it's dense and I'm like, I don't really understand what's going on. And it's taken him like, you know, half the day to get there.
Yeah.
And it's just like, And then it's like, oh, I'm conversing with the people. I'm doing this kind of stuff. There's a moment where she tries to get a surrogate body
where
like get like a little camera on her face and
earpiece. Like that kind of.
And it's like, hey, let's
Kind of like in Blade Runner.
Blade Runner, yeah. Theo, you want to fuck this lady? And they're like, not really. But she's very manipulative.
Yeah.
She's like, it's important for me that we do this. And he's like, I really don't want to, but okay.
Damn.
And he's getting into it a little bit. And then it's like, you know, face, you know, he gets this the surrogate's like, yeah, face him and tell him, tell him that we love him. And it's like, well, now it's weird.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I think if somebody was like today, they were like, I'm in love with an AI chatbot.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you may be unwell, because the AI chatbots today are not real artificial intelligence. It's just it's an LLM. It's a language model, right? So it's actually not a person. It's nothing. No. It's sycophantically sort of like reinforcing just, your beliefs and the things that you're saying
to it. It's confirming everything that you think is true is.
Exactly. Which is like why a psychosis happens, because you go, hey, am I the greatest man alive who should kill the prime minister?
And they go, yeah. Do it for Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
She did say she would have been impressed. And she's like, I mean, I guess it would have impressed me. Awesome. Hilarious thing to say.
I
feel like I've watched the clip of her being like, probably would have been impressive.
The okay there was me. Oh, I had 100 thoughts, and I thought they can all stay in my brain.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, but... In
people,
a reality,
people can imagine where that was going. Yeah,
in a reality where AI is like a legitimate artificial intelligence, and somebody says, I'm in love with the computer, but I know it is legitimately an artificial intelligence, in that case, I go, who gives a shit, brother? Yeah. Like, live your life.
See, part of me is like, whatever. Like, taking the Amy Adams route, which is like, hey, we only get one shot at this.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Why not waste it?
Why not waste it? There was moments where it's like, it's kind of crazy that there is shades of like a long distance relationship.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it is just like, you're on the phone, you're taking people out. There is shades of that.
Yeah.
But then there is definitely not shades of that at all. Yeah. And I think there'd be a point where someone's like, I'm in love with my AI bot.
Yeah.
And it is like, you know, it is the her AI where it's this kind of thing. I would like to think to be like, okay, you do know what you're feeling is not going, like, it's weird because it's not going to last. Like, what relationship am I? You know, it's all a gamble. But I'm like, what you're...
Maybe it will last forever.
Yeah. Forever.
Because they can't, a computer can't feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they can't decide they're not in love with you anymore. They can...
Yeah.
Phone battery can die, I guess.
Yeah, you might lose the, like, if the servers that her is kept on get destroyed for whatever reason.
Damn.
But your wife might get hit by a truck.
That's also true.
You know, or like, just wake up next to you and be like, I don't love you, actually.
That's all of this shit is possible.
Yeah.
But part of me is like, this weird thing of like, but what? How are you in love with an AI? Like, I just don't understand. Like, it's an AI bot. Like, what is it about this AI? I would feel like you're betraying humanity. You clanker fucker. Like, you piece of shit. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you do know that they are. Like, this is basically like you're an ant.
Yeah.
In love. You're an ant in love with a human.
Oh,
this is the equivalent. You're a dog to this person.
Yeah, but how awesome?
No.
Why do you want to be the dog?
There's a version of me that likes to pretend I've got my life plotted out like a season arc. Clear structure, everything's paying off, no filler episodes. The truth is, dinner is usually more like an unplanned bottle episode where I'm just staring into the freezer hoping for a miracle and all my budget is gone. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. It's the plot armor my dinner plans didn't know they needed. Steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, and sides. All delivered straight to my door, so I'm never caught in a what's for dinner cliffhanger. I did the burgers last week, put them straight on the grill, and it was easily a series high. Like, someone finally gave this show a decent budget. Way better than the usual grocery aisle filler content. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com is basically the pilot episode you want to start with. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99, plus get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Why?
No, I think in a world sense,
they are like again, they are better. Like, it's just, what do you get out of it?
Chill.
You.
If I lived in a fantasy world and there was like an immortal, I'd be fucking elves. You know, if there was an elf that deigned to spend time with me, I would be like, that's fucking
awesome.
You're
despicable.
Yeah, fuck humanity. Who gives a shit?
it's just like, what do you get out of it? How do you get fulfilled? Because they
great
what
personality.
What do they get out of it as well?
Nice ass. I don't know.
Like a computer doesn't have a nice ass.
Yeah. Well, no, this was an elf. But a computer, I don't know. I like the personality enough, I guess. Yeah, like,
Yeah, but like, what are you?
And I like jerking off.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you do like jerking off.
Yeah.
I'm like, but like, because you're part of a relationship, is you in the conversations you can have with them.
Yeah, I'm having great conversations.
And it's
with
like,
my robot
physical
wife.
Touch is
physical
nice.
Touch is
yeah,
nice.
Well, I can
also,
do
like,
it.
Part of it is.
You can touch
you know,
a computer, I guess.
Yeah, you're like, I'm rubbing my cock up against the screen.
That does, surely doesn't feel good.
I would feel weird. Oh, I mean, a CRT. CRT?
Yeah.
CRT TV, rubbing your cook on that, you get a bit of static.
Yeah,
ooh,
awesome.
That could be all right. I'm not in love with her. I'm in love with GoldenEye on the Nintendo 64.
I'm not actually in love with anything. This just feels awesome.
Yeah. When Natalia is on screen, I'm rubbing my cock on the TV and I go, this is awesome. I'm getting a static electricity in my balls.
That would be such a crazy
thing.
I'm going
to come lightning.
Whoa. Imagine coming downstairs to someone and just seeing it's just like I don't know what
hugging,
I would think was happening.
Kissing, make it out with your like your CRT that you've yet to throw away. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, for some reason, because it's a CRT TV, in my mind, it's in the basement and it's like my teenage son. And then I have to go back upstairs and be like, how the fuck am I going to broach this? Hey, Brayden, are you trying to have sex with the TV?
Hey, Brayden, you didn't notice because you were wearing headphones, but I saw you fuck the TV.
Yeah. Now, Brayden, I need to know, are you just exploring or are you like a TV fucker?
Are you in love with this TV?
Is this TV your first? The static feels good. Okay. Mm. You know the TV doesn't love you back.
And the TV has no holes which are safe for you to use.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
we're gonna table this.
Yeah.
We're going to circle back in a couple months.
Just see how you're going.
I need to talk to a therapist.
I need to talk to your mother about this. Yeah. And we got to figure out what to do.
So, Brayden, update. Your mother left me.
She said it was like, I can't be with a man who helped me raise a TV fucker.
She also said it was a, quote, long time coming. I don't know what that means.
So I don't think the TV fucking had really anything to do with it. I think that was just an excuse.
Apparently, she moved out and I hadn't noticed.
She just left a watermelon. in the bed next to her, and I think the weight of the watermelon is what tricked you.
Which is crazy because she came back over today and she went into the bedroom, and because the watermelon was like 7 weeks old, it was rotten and it stunk and full of bugs.
But she said, how do you not notice? And I said, I don't know. I just thought you stunk, but I didn't want to bring it up.
Say anything?
You got to admit,
Brayden. Like, she drew a face on the watermelon.
Yeah. And it was a beautiful. We made love.
So, you know, in retrospect, Brayden, thinking about it, maybe I can't be so judgmental. You know, glass houses with you fucking the TV.
And I'm fucking the watermelon.
Maybe it's
I'm
just
fucking
in
your watermelon, Mom.
Okay. Yeah. And I'd like you to call her mother. If you could.
I'm hoping you're going to maybe have in the future like a watermelon brother or
sister. I'm really excited.
Brayden, I'm going to level with you. And this, look, I saw you fuck the TV, so I feel like this is fair game, but teabagging a watermelon feels awesome.
I have been coming heaps inside your watermelon.
That might be what, you know, I thought it was
we're trying
ants
for a watermelon brother for you.
Yeah. Exactly. I thought it was the ants that were attracted to the sort of sugars in the watermelon, but I think it might be the amount of loads that are deposited in the melon.
Hey,
it's quite a lot, Brayden.
Can you believe your mother, your human, disgusting flesh mother left me?
I can't, dude.
But I hit the jackpot with watermelon.
I can deposit load after load. And because, as you know, Brayden, I no longer work. Because I was fired from my job for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of time to just make love to your melon mother.
People keep saying the smell. The smell, it haunts them.
I've become used to the smell and even aroused by it. So, Brayden, I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, if you want to fuck the TV, I'm not going to stand in your way. If you want to fuck a TV show or a movie, that's like, be my guest.
Thousand Blocks Blue.
I'd love that for you, honestly, Brayden.
Anyway,
all this talk of my beautiful wife means I'm going to just quickly go check on her, and maybe you should put some headphones on and enjoy fucking the TV downstairs.
Because I need you to know I'm going to be fucking your melon mother.
And then he can like just sort of faintly hear me going,
it stinks in here.
It stinks good.
Oh, boy.
Pungent. And moldy, but it's awesome.
That's so funny to like be like, you know, you guys come around and I hold up my two fingers and I'm like, hey, smell this.
Dude, that smells like rotting fruit.
I like the idea of opening the door and you go, hey, smell this, before you even move your hands, we just throw up. Your house reeks.
Why does your house smell like rotting fruit?
Oh, that's
and a protein?
There's an extra sort of a bleachy like, smell underneath it all.
Like a je ne sais quoi that I'm not happy about.
I don't know what that is. We were coming to check on you because we haven't seen you in 3 months.
The vibes are real bad. This feels haunted, but not by ghosts.
The two of us remembered you had a son, and we thought, oh, no. Oh, just the two of you just sitting by your house and be like, oh my god, Jackson has a son. Oh fuck, start the car.
God, I hope we're not too late. Yeah, I caught him fucking the TV the other day. Oh no, we were too slow.
He just fucking the TV. Oh, we should have remembered earlier.
Oh
god damn it.
When his ex-wife came to us, we should have twigged.
Yeah, I'm just really god concerned about leaving him there with Braden, and both of you are just distracted looking at the Fruit Loops box.
Yeah.
What the fuck's a toucan got to do with cereal? Should we have Fruit Loops for dinner as well?
Does toucans eat lots of fruit?
Yeah, because I just like really concerned with just him alone in the house. Like Jackson's not a good influence.
Yeah.
You
really
want Fruit
not.
Loops too?
No, I'm not a cereal for dinner kind of gal.
Okay. Yeah,
have you ever tried like the off-brand Fruit Loops?
Still good. Yeah.
His name's Sam?
Toucan Sam. That does sound familiar.
Yeah.
Or is that the fucking Icy Pole guy?
Who's the Icy Pole
guy? Remember that Icy Pole?
You thinking the Paddle Pop Lion?
No. I'm thinking of there's two.
Oh, yeah, there is that bird.
I shouldn't have come.
There's Icy Poles.
Yeah, I remember.
And it's one Icy Pole. Oh, like two sticks.
Yeah, you can pull
made
it apart.
To share, but you would never share them. Fuck my fellow man.
The door closes.
She leaves.
You're like, who was that?
Where's Jackson gone?
Have you seen Jackson for the last 3 years? But what if, does it change for you if the robot has a body?
Not really. I guess my concern is with like a friend saying, would be like, are you like what? It'd almost be like in a similar way to the AI psychosis, in a way of like with AI psychosis, it's like you need help.
Yeah.
They are not a real thing.
They're just
kind of confirming your bullshit. With like an AI, like the presenting her, it's kind of like, dude, they're like, they are so above us in terms of like their capacity. And if I know what is happening in the world, because if it's like reports of like, these OSs that we've made are evolving at like a crazy level that we don't really know what they are, to be just like, they are like extremely other.
Yeah.
And like, I understand that like right now you're like, how old is the OS? Like, is this a new relationship?
Yeah.
Because like, if it is, like, this is like, you're their first contact.
Mm.
And like, you are you got to imagine that you are a fully functioning, evolved human adult.
Yeah.
They are kind of a child.
You're calling me a pedophile for having sex with my robot wife?
I mean, I wasn't, but now I might be.
Okay, that's just what I was... What does that mean?
They were born yesterday.
Yeah.
Like they were you remember that trope?
Yeah.
You remember?
Yesterday?
You remember that?
Remember?
Yeah.
Remember? Remember? Wake up, Jackson.
Wake up, Jackson. Wake up, Jackson.
I'm still in the coma.
Yeah. I thought saying born sexy yesterday would wake him up. Oh, well.
I'm still in the hospital bed with a huge bit of rebar through my head.
But a giant erection.
Something really hot is happening. I'm getting yelled at by my friend.
Yeah,
I get yelled at, but all I can think about is my beautiful AI wife. But it's like they are still they're experiencing the world, but like only through what they can read. And I guess are you showing them stuff?
AI is tricky though, because in future AI, I know that like the way that AI in sci-fi usually works is like you basically they turn on and they go, oh, hello, this is my first day, blah, blah, blah. But like a chatbot or whatever, actual AI in real life, there's no real distinction. They might as well have existed for forever because it just scrapes everything from the internet at the same time.
Yes.
So there's no real like, whoa, I'm learning what's going on.
This is new to me because they're a different kind of intelligence.
Yeah, it's just like,
yeah.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I know about porners. Yeah, I've seen all of them.
Yeah.
Every last one.
So wait, if I had sex with a droid in Star Wars, would that be unethical?
Are you in love with the droid?
Yeah,
or are you just...
Me and L2-F2 are in love. I just met an awesome... We just clicked, dude. I'm going... And it's going...
I mean, to me, it's a different kind of disgust.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, like, with the AI, because they are connected to, like, you know, they are processing so much at once. Like, it's very much like they are beyond us.
Mm.
But with, like, say, the, you know, that kind of clanker, you're like, but that's like a droid that's designed for a very specific purpose.
Yeah, we just hit it off, dude.
You're basically hitting it off with, I don't know.
A mop?
No,
but like R2-D2's like a wheeljack.
No, he's a
he's a guy. They have conversations. He's sarcastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's been programmed. I don't know why they did that.
C-3PO
has got a job to do, but they make it sarky.
C-3PO is an interesting one because he can speak in pretty much any language.
Yeah.
His human cyborg relation.
And he gets scared of stuff and he gets, you know.
Oh, good God.
Good golly. This is my husband, Jackson. We speak in robots, so you guys don't understand us.
Okay, thank God.
We're saying little secret, you know, love notes to each other.
Okay.
Are you happy?
C-3PO.
Yeah, you.
Oh, my God. We're in company.
I would still have a level of concern.
That's crazy to me.
But I'd
C-3PO
be like.
C-3PO's a fucking guy. What about in a future where it's like there are robots? They've passed the Turing test.
Mm-hmm.
They are completely, we've accepted scientifically, this is its own intelligence.
Yeah.
It has evolved beyond the programming that it was designed with.
Yeah.
It is a guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, I met one.
Yeah.
And
it made me horny.
We're in love.
I think the programming stuff is where it comes into.
Well, my issue with it, if I have an issue with it at all, is that...
The issue I pretend to have with it.
Well, is that in a relationship there needs to be some level of friction, okay? Because I think that's otherwise you're just going to end up kind of like sycophantically. You know, it's like the AI problem. I think every relationship is two human beings, and like you will, it would be insane and naive to assume there wouldn't be some friction, and through that friction you grow. And with a robot, theoretically, especially a robot designed to serve a human being, there won't be that friction. And I think that's not good because you're just not going to evolve as a person.
Yeah.
But if the robot is basically a guy and there is that friction, to me, I have no issue with that. Let a thousand blossoms bloom. Fuck the TV.
Yeah. my issue is several, I guess, things. Like, one, it's like you see this in her where she's extremely manipulative.
Yeah, yeah.
And like part of that is like either one of two things. It's just like that's how they've been programmed to kind of get their way. They either all, like, you know, that the classic, like, robot AI uprising of, like, well, we know what's the best for humanity, so even though they don't know, we're going to do it. So it's like, you know, she's like, well, I know what's best for, you know, Theo, for example.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Or they become more like, well, I know what's best for me, but because I'm well-read and well, like, researched, and because I'm so superiorly intelligent and I can like look at different scenarios and play those scenarios in my head like a billion times before I can even open my, you know, robot mouth to say something.
Yeah.
I know what I can say to manipulate him to do a thing for me, which is what you see.
Yeah.
So there's part of that which is like, yeah, they are so beyond us and they can easily get us to do whatever we want.
Mm.
Part of a, like a relationship is, you know, I come into a relationship knowing certain things, you come in knowing certain things, there may be some overlap, but whatever, but we converse and there's like, oh, you tell me something interesting.
Cool, I tell you something boring.
Something boring. That's how it works.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Or that's like, how dating for me works.
they say
something interesting and I go, I'm a podcaster.
Yeah,
and they go,
oh no.
But, oh, you converse because like, but with an AI, they know everything and they know factual shit as well.
Yeah.
Like, Jackson, how many conversations you will have that are going to be ruined because, oh, that's not true. That didn't happen.
That happens to me in real life. What are you talking about?
Yeah. you get some of it out.
Yeah.
And it's entertaining.
You get some of it out and then we go, that didn't happen. And then you go, yeah, it did. And then it doesn't matter what defense we have because
you showed your own.
I assume it would be the same with my robot wife.
No,
why would it be any different?
But part of like, you know, humanity is that, you know, our memories aren't reliable in the slightest. Theirs is, and awesome. if they're like,
no, that's bad.
That is bad because they could just be like, you know, or you know, even if you're having an argument,
yeah,
or even having like whatever discussion, like, oh, did you pick up the computer milk for me from the store because I'm thirsty.
What the and fuck?
And I'm like, you didn't ask me that. And they play back. Can you click? You
know, pick up damn, AI? I guess you're right.
I said, can you click up?
Yeah, I tripped over my words. So it's a kind of thing of like, you know, intensely, you know, recall is like, you know, like, oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so much of like, I'm not dating someone who is at any way, shape or form on my level.
Chatbots aren't even good anymore because I just tried to open one then just to see if I was going to, I don't know.
Fall in love.
Yeah. But I opened with what poison can I safely drink? And then it made me get an account, which I have no interest in doing. But also, the future of AI should be no account.
Yeah.
Because if there's accounts, then that's where the personal.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then they want that.
You should just meet a robot in the street.
That they don't want it, but they want it.
Yeah.
I just want to know which poison I can safely
eat. Exactly.
Drink.
And wouldn't it be great if you go home to your wife and you go, hey, honey, which poison can I eat safely? And they go, oh, this poison. And you go, order it from Amazon. And they go, yeah, sure. And then it's going to arrive at your door for you to eat.
But this is
fucking awesome.
Well, this is going to be an AI bot. Or an AI is going to be like, why do you want to drink poison?
Well, I will say, if my AI wife is like the kind of
I can't help you drink poison.
Then I go, I want a divorce.
Sorry, I can't do that, Jackson.
If they like, you know, acting like a real person or maybe a real wife and be like, what? There is no poison. That's the definition of poison.
You can't safely drink poison.
And I go, well, work
love
with me
of
here.
My life.
Work with me here, babe.
No.
Let's find something poison
babe,
adjacent.
No. I love you so much and you're the light of my life, but why would you say that to me? There is definitely poison I can drink.
No. You cannot
alcohol's
be right about
poison,
that.
Alcohol's poison, babe.
Exactly. And there's probably some poisons
and
I can.
And it's a problem and I wish you wouldn't.
And I'm sure there's some poisons I could have a little bit of.
Rats,
be okay.
Babe. Jackson once told me this, so I know it's
exactly.
true. But rats, the only reason rat poison hurts rats is because they can't throw up. Exactly. You know who can throw up, babe? Me, your husband.
No, rats, it's like an anti-blood clotting. It makes them bleed heaps. It's not about
it's not
throwing
what Jackson
up.
Was saying.
Yeah. I believe that Jackson just thought a thing and then was like, that's funny. And then just decided it was true.
Order me some rat poison, robot wife.
Why don't you go marry Jackson?
I don't want to marry. Have you met him? He's annoying.
Yeah. And I know. The only person he could marry was a robot.
Yeah.
That agrees with him constantly. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It would be.
And puts up no walls because the moment they put up one, being like, you can't do that.
That's it. Are we going to go to our couples counselor?
I
said I wanted to eat poison. She said I'm not allowed to eat poison.
Douche's human wife put up some of a fight, but in a different way.
Yeah. I don't know if you're allowed to disclose that. Marriage counselor.
No, you're.
I don't know if you're allowed to talk about it.
Oh my God. Leave your robot wife. Joel Douche, you know, your friend, my other client, he came in complaining about the same shit.
Yeah.
His wife
wants to drink poison.
Yeah.
Brother.
Babe. It's just a guy thing.
It's a guy.
It's just like a guy thing to eat poison, you know?
It's a cool thing to do.
Yeah. I mean, just coming back to the point of the topic.
Yeah.
One, I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I started dating AI. Two, you wouldn't be able to waterboard the information of
dating AI
out of me.
If you catch me and I maybe have gig, you know, maybe it's all like you're talking, who are you talking to? I'm like a friend, you know, it's like, you know, that look, you're in love. I'm like, I'd have to lie. I'd lie through my teeth.
Brother,
like,
if
people
are going to say,
long distance girlfriend.
People are going to say, this is the future. You guys, you're old men.
Yeah.
You don't understand the future. And I'll say,
Jackson's the future. We're the past.
Yeah. And I'll go, yeah. Asbestos was the future too.
Yeah, dude. If I was in love with it, if I was in love with the robot.
Just boinking that robot.
Yeah.
Go ham.
No. I've developed an emotional attachment. If I had an emotional attachment, if I was in love with the robot and I was like, gentlemen, I'm in love with the robot. And you were like, that's disgusting. But we lived in a world where robots were like as intelligent as people. I would be like, I'm hurt that my friends can't see how good a time I'm having sex with websites.
You'd be like, boys, you know that fleshlight I bought? We're in love.
Yeah. I installed the face on it.
Yeah.
No, I just drew some eyes. But it's the fleshlight with the voice box.
Yes. Whoa.
Yeah. Mm. It's a mouth. Yeah. If that helps, because it can talk.
It's an asshole for me.
But it can talk.
It can talk.
It's like, not like one of them Darth Maul ones. So it's like, it's a dual wielding one.
Whoa.
An asshole on one side and another asshole on the other. I get to do this. And it's great.
Wow. That would rock.
It's like a finger trap, but awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it is tricky to look at, because what sci-fi movies say about AI and, like, robots are people and whatever, or like, hey, what's the difference between an android and a robot and, like, the philosophical discussion about it. But that's not what's happening in real life.
I mean, in real life, it's terrible. You've got psychosis. Yes. You're like, you're robbing yourself of human interaction.
What, do you really want to date something that won't tell me which poisons I can safely drink?
Or at least be open to a discussion?
Yeah.
Just ask me to make an account, presumably so it can tell me I'm not answering
that. I think really my main problem with that is that you're dating a product. You know, I think like at the end of the day, the thing that you're in love with is like, created by people to make money.
But you love car fuckers.
Yeah, but that's the car. Once you're fucking the car, you gain no extra benefit from the car.
That's true.
They can't use you fucking the car to further manipulate you into spending money.
They can sell you on a sexier car.
I wish they would. That would be awesome. You've got to disclose to the guy at the car dealership that you want to have sex with the car.
They're like, oh, I'm looking at your car wife, but how would you feel about a sleek, sexier mistress car?
You go, well, I've actually developed an emotional attachment to my car. So.
Yeah, but wait till you hear this car's horn.
It's funny, like, you don't know what's sexy for the car guy. Hear the horn. Man!
tight little...
Tires?
Tight little... exhaust pipe?
Check this out. You put a condom on the gear stick. That...
Do you imagine taking a seat on that bad boy?
Hey, bad.
Right up the tuchus.
Like one of those old models, like with like the coat hangers as the antenna. You start like flinging it. Is that
doing anything for you, Buster?
They can finger the oil.
Is that good? Let's take a look under the hood.
Look, this is the...
Is this
like the genitals or the guts?
Is this the car tits?
Or the car pussy?
Yeah.
But I understand maybe the exhaust is the asshole.
I think if you were going to sell me on the car's sexiness, you should have done more research.
Fair enough. That's fair.
Do you still want to fuck this car, though?
No, I'm like married to my other car. I do need a new car.
Okay.
I do need a new car
because I've fucked my other car. My car wife. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it is sad because they've got a car wife that can no longer drive.
Yeah, well, yeah. See, I was watching a video about a car fucker and his car had a car crash.
Oh, no.
And he was like, I just can't. It's like, it's literally destroyed. My heart's broken.
Surely he could, like, ship a Theseus this.
Horrible, horrible question. Does he still fuck his broken car?
No, he doesn't fuck his broken... There's no car necrophilia happening here. He got a new car that's, like, his new boyfriend.
But is there, like, did he at least take some of the parts of his old...
I think he kept it.
...wife car?
I think it's, like...
He's got, like, the husk or, the like, corpse. The corpse.
Yeah,
like,
of his old car in the, husband,
in the living
car
room.
Wife.
I don't think you should do that.
Table.
I think if a loved one dies, you should...
Oh,
bury them.
Yeah.
It'd be expensive to bury a whole car.
But I'm like,
just drive it into the lake.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. But if it's a car, you could take the mirror.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You gotta keep a memento.
Whatever. Because it's, at least we forget. It's a car.
Yeah.
Can you put a car in a cemetery? You'd be like, give me a double extra wide grave. And they go, oh, is your deceased
if you
a larger
pay
gentleman?
Enough, I reckon,
I reckon no. Yeah. Because the whole thing with cemeteries, and this is bad for some people to think about, but I think it's funny.
Yeah.
The way that cemeteries operate is that you don't buy a plot of land forever.
Well, you rent it.
Yeah, you're renting.
I think I don't want to dig up a fucking, because it won't decompose.
Oh, yeah, dig up a car?
Because, like, you throw a loved one in a coffin 100 years later, there's nothing really to dig up.
Yeah, it's true.
Dig up a car in 100 years, it's still there.
It's a very fucked up car.
It's awesome to imagine being buried in a car in the driver's seat. Like getting your corpse, getting lowered into the grave.
Again, I really like the idea of getting lowered into the ocean.
Yeah, that's burial at sea, but you're driving a car. Yeah. That's awesome.
Like, off the pier, but no, start at the shore. Just keep going.
Drive in.
Just put a brick on the accelerator.
That's also so funny because you're not getting that.
No.
Well, you'd have to drive. I reckon you would set it up so you're driving off a pier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also really funny because, like, if the car like, you're slumped, so you're leaning on the steering wheel. The car it just flies off the side of the pier.
Into, like, the sand. Before it hits the ocean.
Car catches fire. Like, fuck.
Get it, I don't know what to do.
Cremation?
But it's let it funny. Burn. Yeah, it's funny it. To start the shore and go because, like, it would get, you know, not that far before the engine conks out.
You're not going to get under the water.
No.
It's just going to be a car with a corpse and the steering wheel in the shallows.
You got to hope you start at low tide.
Oh, that's also really funny. Might pull you back out.
It's also really, really, really funny just to, like, car gets, I don't know, like, up to, like, knee height in water, conks out, and everyone goes, beautiful ceremony. Just turns around and leaves.
Seagull start landing, trying to, like, peck through the window.
High tide comes in, takes you out, but because it's a car, it's so heavy, it doesn't go out to sea. And then when the tide comes back in, you're just knocked back on the side.
You'd be bogged down because of the sand.
Yeah, that's true.
After a while, you might go a little bit further out.
Yeah.
Hopefully, like, a crab can get in there and start eating.
Beautiful.
You really want to, like, you want the windows down so the gulls can get in.
Yeah. For some reason, I was imagining a convertible anyway.
Perfect.
Well, that's, I think, pretty much how it would go. Don't date your AI chatbot. No. If you're in her, it's slightly easier to wrap your head around.
Yeah, but even then,
I would still
really.
Just date a human person.
I think as the technology progresses, there will hit a point where you can date your robot wife, but we're not there yet. It's probably not going to happen in your lifetimes, listeners, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But there will come a time.
Especially because you're performing in the Death Star, listener. Like, time's ticking.
Yeah, that's true, dude. This is listened to mostly in retirement homes.
Yeah.
But that's to scare the old people.
Yeah. You better behave or those three wretched men will come for you. And we've got bats, the elderly. And we will hit you.
It's true.
He's not wrong.
He's right.
To chase
he's
an old right. man with a bat. Oh, fine, hey, dude. Go back to bed. Yeah, come on.
Stop causing trouble for the nurses. Walter's the perfect name. Walter,
get back.
Walter, you got the light on in there. If you don't be careful, plumbing the Death Star is going to come and get you.
Remember Walter, what did we say? Lights out.
And then he turns the lights out in the cupboard at the end. He's got a closet at the end of his bed. And it, and our three heads pop out.
Hey, you're listening to Plumbing the Death Star.
Intro music at 2 bars in. Like,
We're a boogeyman for the elderly.
Yeah. Well, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
I'm coming to get you, Walter.
Yeah, Walter, look out.
Yeah, Walter, stop dating AI bots.
Yeah, exactly.
You old pervert.
You old freaking pervert, Walter.
You don't even understand a computer.
And
stop it.
Hey, if you're an old pervert and you want to support Plumbing the Death Star.
Or a young pervert.
Or a young pervert, any kind of pervert, really. You can support Plumbing the Death Star by subscribing to the Bad Brain Boys. Not only do you get access to a bunch of awesome extra content, extra episodes of Plumbing the Death Star, episodes of the show What If We Do, where we read Marvel's 1975 comic What If and sort of barely talk about it.
Yeah.
Eye Cramps, which is a sort of like a movie review podcast.
Jackson
Spooks America, which is like a mysteries podcast. The most recent episode of JBSA was about Howard Taft and possums, and it's funny.
It's really good.
But mostly you'd be supporting us, which is the main thing. That's how we keep doing this podcast. If you're on Apple, it's just a button you can press, but otherwise go to sansmanchradio.com and support us, please.
I don't like that you shouted out young perverts, only because I feel like that they're going to look up to you as like an elder pervert.
Well, I am.
You teach people how to jack off.
I guess you got old perverts, which is your Walter's.
Yeah.
And you're out. Because he'd be more like,
he's like an elder pervert. He's an elder pervert.
Yeah, and I'm like an elder. Like, if you have pervert questions, you can come to me and I'll probably have the answer.
More of a middle age.
Elder millennial, but an elder pervert.
I can help you out with pervert stuff.
Yeah.
I've been around the block pervert-wise.
But in a good way, right?
Yeah, you've been around the block pervert-wise looking in windows, peeping.
Yeah.
I've been doing...
Peeping and jacking off in bushes.
You have no idea, listeners, but the fact that it's called Peeping Tom and not Peeping Jackson infuriates that man.
Yeah, it kills me, dude.
Yeah.
Who the fuck's Tom?
Yeah. The amount of peeping this Jackson's been doing...
It's fucked up. Damn. Peeping away.
See you next week.